This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council resoundingly defeated a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with the Trump administration getting support only from the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Tehran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia and China strongly opposed the resolution but did not need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Lind said in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrest, and fraud in connection with the election. Once the list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus had been found on imported frozen food, with some saying they would avoid the products. The discovery of food contaminated with coronavirus in China has caused alarm among some shoppers, although the World Health Organization and also U.S. Food and Drug Administration said there's no evidence food is a source of infection.